God is not the God of magic. He is not the God of hocus pocus. Proverbs chapter 3, 19 and 20, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens, by his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. God is the source of wisdom and knowledge. He is the source of all truth. He is the source of true science. Many emailers have accused God said, man said of showing disdain for science, but nothing can be further from the truth. God said, man said does, however, show disdain for pseudoscience, which includes all unprovable theories, philosophies, and speculations that contradict the Word of God, the foundation of truth. True science will always glorify God, as is demonstrated on this website multitudinous times. Over the years, when the challengers received our counter-challenge to prove their own positions, their truth never came forth. They simply slink away into the darkness. Have you yet to surrender your life to God, the source of every good and perfect gift? Have you been born again? Would you like a joy and peace past all carnal understanding? Would you like to have your record expunged from all guilt and shame? Would you like a purpose beyond your clothes and supper plate? Jesus Christ is the Lord of glory. Click on the Further with Jesus. Today is your day of salvation, and that's eternally good news. Now for today's subject. God said, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 18 through 21. Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by thy way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. God said, Matthew chapter 12, verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. God said, Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Man said, all things are made out of God's words, and we can speak our days into existence? Ludicrous! Now the record. This is the final article in the Life series designed to deliver dominant victory into the hands of the believer. If you have not visited the previous article, stop now and do so. This place of dominant victory is outlined in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, and 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is not some place of arbitrary spiritual euphoria dropped down on a believer betimes, but a very real place that one can inhabit in a very steadfast, methodical way. This beautiful place, where today is the best day of one's life and tomorrow is better, is a godly progression. Remember the apple, as defined in Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Think about dominant victory like making an egg sandwich. You take a couple of eggs, throw them in a frying pan with a little olive oil, and you fry them to perfection. Place the eggs on toast, season with salt and pepper, add a slice of tomato and a slice of American cheese, and you have quite a meal. When you follow that same procedure, each time the result is a delicious sandwich. During the 6-feature life series, we identified the major ingredients in dominant victory. At the end of this article, we will list an outline of each of the articles in this series, which we will use as the recipe for making dominant victory. Each time we follow it, the results will be the same: dominant victory. In part 1, titled Who is God?, we discovered that God is a God of mercy and love, but it is conditional. He is not to be trifled with. He is not the smiley face bumper sticker. In part 2, titled Who Am I?, we discovered that Jesus Christ alone is our acceptance by God, and that no good thing lies in our flesh. Part 3 is titled a blessable place. We learn that a place called Job's Hedge exists, and Satan knows what it looks like and that it cannot be breached. The four attributes demonstrated by Job that pleased God were, 1, that he was perfect, again remember the apple, 2, he was upright, 3, he feared God, and 4, Job eschewed evil. This blessable place requires that all my sins have been washed away by the blood of Jesus. One must forsake sin and be busy about what Jesus commanded in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Part 4, Learning to Talk, we delivered in 2 sessions. We understand from the Word of God that all things are created out of words, God's words. The truth is readily recognized at all levels, from elementary deduction to the fields of psychology, biology, neuroscience, and so much more. The issue is settled. All things are made out of words, and Proverbs 18:21 is true. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Learning to harness the tongue is the critical business at hand. Lining up with what we have learned in the first 5 features is the doorway to dominant victory. It is the doorway to days as the days of heaven upon the earth. Mixing the Word of God with faith and speaking this supernatural combination over our circumstance creates dominant victory. Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Note the interaction of words in this verse. 1, whosoever shall say unto this mountain. 2, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. And 3, he shall have whatsoever he saith. We simply need to line up and begin to speak. Even as you and I as believers have become born again in Christ, our circumstances must also be born again. They will be converted the same way we were. Romans 10:10 reads, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." To convert a circumstance, 1, I must believe upon the Word of God specific to my circumstance, and 2, I must confess with my mouth the spoken word of faith over the circumstance. The following demonstration will showcase the omnipotent power of speaking God's words. All of us, at one time or another, at one level or another, deal with fear. Using the information from this series, we can literally speak away fear. First, I must establish that I am in a blessable place. A critical part of that glorious place is that I love everybody. Bitterness, backbiting, and gossiping are open doors for fear. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 through 21. "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." If you have a problem with the issues mentioned, click on the Life Series Part 4, Learning to Talk, Session 2, and repeat the I Love Everybody drill, and return here. We will wait for you. Are you ready to speak fear away? Repeat after me out loud. Now do this out loud. I have Christ's perfect love, and it casteth out all fear. For God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Death is swallowed up in victory. I have the victory over fear. All fear is gone. Remember, all things are made out of words. If you are burdened with circumstances that go far beyond your control, If you are shackled with depression, if confusion and fear beset you round about, we're just going to speak these things away. The following is a general list of confessions employed by those who enjoy dominant fear. Are you ready to speak? Repeat after me out loud. I have repented of my sins and surrendered my life to my Lord Jesus Christ. I am born again. I am a new creature. I am a child of God. My steps are ordered by the Lord. The angel of the Lord encamps about me to protect me. I am a king and a priest in Christ Jesus. I am a saint. All things work together for my good. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I am able to go up and take the country. I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. God always causeth me to triumph in Christ. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I have power with God. I love everybody. Today is the best day of my life. Tomorrow will be better. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Everything I put my hand to shall prosper. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Imagine this wonder. We're converting circumstances by the confession of God's words. It is so invigorating. Dominant victory is like making an egg sandwich. Follow the procedure, and the results will be consistent, steadfast, and sure. Being born again and walking in dominant victory does not mean we will not encounter problems, but to the contrary, they are promised to us. Satan's opposition to the word of faith is consistent, but the word of faith is always consistently dominant. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Note, saints, the word of our testimony. God said, Deuteronomy 11:18 through 21, therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates, that your ways may be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. God said, Matthew 12:37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. God said, Hosea 14:1-2, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquities. Take with you words, and turn to the Lord, say unto him, take away all iniquity, and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. Man said, all things are made out of God's words, and we can speak our days into existence? Ludicrous! Now you have the record. Special note. The recipe for dominant victory follows. Listed are outlines for all six feature articles in the five-part life series. Print them out and keep them close. Once a week for the first month, review all of the first five outlines. Your godlike brain will flesh out the full material in a few brief minutes. Also, for the next 30 days, take the power page, which we just confessed together, and speak it out loud. Through this process, you will become more cognitive of this major mystery. Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. After the first 30 days, God Said, Man Said recommends that you review the first 5 features and speak the power page weekly. The words of God will not fail you.